God
在你们的里面
who is in you is bigger than
比那世界上更大
than who is in the world
感谢主主的话给了我的勇气和力量
Thanks Lord, His words give me strength
在侍奉的过程中如有不当之处
Today if we say or do something appropriately
求主怜悯
and have mercy on us, Lord
求弟兄姐妹包容
and brothers and sisters, please bear with us
今天因为有翻译所以我们译程和平时不一样
Since we have translation, so our process may be a little different from our regular day.
我们都知道每一个母亲
We know every mother.
他们除了工作还要主内
Many of us do have a full-time job, and taking care of our household is another full-time job.
他们全身心地培育儿女
They raise their kids full-heartedly.
下班回家以后还要奏响锅碗瓢盆的交响曲。
When they come home from their full-time work, they try to do the kitchen symphony using the stirring wok or frying pan.
天天如此。
And they repeat this every day.
无怨无悔。
No regrets.
能做好这一切。
In order to do this,
真正是彰显了神的恩典
It's really the God's grace
也都是主的恩典在扶持保守我们
It's really the God's grace that holding us to go through this every day
我们要把恩典带进永久
We want to take the grace into our eternity
我们感谢主
Thank you Lord
请大家向你左右前后的母亲们互相问候
Why don't we send the greetings to the mothers sitting next to you? Happy Mother's Day!
And
you can see on the screen, this is today's verse, Luke chapter 1,
46-48. 大家可以看上面，我给大家读一读。玛利亚说，我心尊主为大。
And Mary said, my soul glorifies the Lord.
我灵以神我的救主为乐。
And my spirit rejoices in God, my Savior.
因为他顾念他使女的卑微。
For he has been mindful for the humble state of his servant.
从今以后，万代要称我有福。
For now, on all generations will call me blessed.
下面请四位姐妹到台上来。
We'll have four sisters coming up to stage.
四位姐妹和我们一起共同唱第一首歌。
We're going to sing our first hymn for today.
颂赞与尊贵
Blessing and honor.
请大家起立
Let's rise and sing.
大家坐下。
Please be seated.
我们安静的，我们的心有一点祷告。
Let's bow and pray.
亲爱的父神，谢谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you.
让我们在母亲节的今天。
That on the Mother's Day.
在你的家里。
We can come to your house.
我们能欢聚一堂。
We can come together and celebrate this day.
我们要把一切歌颂、赞美、权柄、国度和敬拜。
We want to give you all the praise. You have the authority and you have the kingdom.
恭恭敬敬地献在你的宝座前。
We bring the praise and to your throne.
主给我们的爱是无比的长阔深高。
The love from the Lord is long, wide, high and deep.
主给我们的爱也是无私的
and selfless
主给我们的爱更是永恒的
The love is eternal
主啊谢谢你
Thank you Lord
求你与我们同在
Be with us today
祷告祈求奉主耶稣基督的名求
Pray in Jesus name
Amen
Amen
第二首歌
We'll sing our second hymn
我们是载歌载舞来敬拜我们的主请大家起立。
Let's rise and sing, and we can follow the move of the four ladies on stage, and be brave.
年纪特别大的或者腿不好的可以坐下来。我们要尽情的来，很难得有一次载歌载舞的机会啊。
The best job.
感谢。第三首，爱的真谛。
What's in our third hand? Essence of love.
Oh, my God.
下面我们休息一段经文。
We'll read you a verse.
箴言三十一章二十八节到三十节。
It's on the screen, Proverbs 31:28-30.
我们一起来读。
And we can read together.
开始。他的儿女
起来 Her children arise and call her blessed. Her husband also. And he praises her. Many women do noble things, but you surpass them all. Charm is deceptive and beauty is fleeting. But a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised.
好，我们下面一项呢，是请耿馨姐妹来谈谈她在家庭和教育儿女方面神在她身上的见证。
Next, we like to invite Sister Sherigan to share her testimony in raising the family and how God has been leading her.
弟兄姐妹平安。谢谢万老师邀请我母亲节来给大家做见证。
I'm grateful that Mrs. Wan has given me this chance to come and share today.
我也很久没有做见证了。
And I haven't done this for a whole while.
今天见证我就想讲一讲神给我作为母亲的一些启迪在日常生活当中。
Today I'd like to share the inspiration that God has been given me as a mom.
在中国大陆读书的兄弟姐妹记不记得小的时候我们都会被要求说你的理想是什么？我记得四年级的时候我们有做过这样一个好像要写作文说自己的理想是什么。
If you grew up in the mainland of China, you probably have remembered that when you were little, when Sherigan was in the fourth grade, and they were required to write a paper to tell your resolution or your goal.
我都不记得我写了什么，但是我记得我的同学的理想都是做科学家，做什么警察，还有都是很宏就是宏大的崇高的一些理想。
I cannot exactly remember what I wrote, but I remember some of my classmates wrote they wanted to be a scientist or a policeman, so just very high level goals.
所以等到二十多年以后我带着四个孩子回中国探亲的时候跟我的小学同学聚会，因为我们都是一个大院长大的，很多都是发小。
And after 20 years, when I took my four kids back to China, we had a reunion in China with my elementary school classmates.
然后他们就说，不奇怪你今天有四个孩子，因为你那时候写的是你要做一个伟大的母亲。
And the classmates say, no wonder.
You become a mother of four.
Oh, okay, yeah, because when you were young, your goal was to having a lot of kids.
Yeah.所以我都忘记了，我也不记得我写
了。I forgot what I wrote.
所以，但是我就觉得做母亲啊，神给我们这个特别的角色，在我们的生命当中，真的是有很多美好的意义在里面。
And to be a mother is a special role that God has given us, and there are many special things about this role.
我就觉得特别对我来说，好像。这个母亲的性格非常的重要，我就觉得我从我自己的祖母和母亲身上学到了很多功课。
From my understanding, I think to be a mother, we have to have a lot of good characteristics, and I really learned a lot from my grandma and my own mother.
我的外祖母外祖父他们是。湖北沙市的，大家都知道五口通商以后，沙市是最早对外国人开放的口岸。
My grandparents lived in 湖北沙市 which is a port that was open to the foreign countries in the early days.
所以我的外公是应该说是中国比较早的接受基督教的那一 群人的当中的一个。
And my grandpa was one of those in China who really heard about Jesus.
所以他在教会学校里边教书。
And he taught in a Christian school.
所以我的母亲是在教会学校长大的。
My mother grew up in a Christian school.
一直到中日战争爆发的时候，他们就逃难到重庆。
Until they had to go back to Chongqing City when the Japanese signed the Japanese war.
所以，但是我虽然我成长的年代是在中国文革之后，那个时候的环境还是不允许，就是说你就是说你对外宣称你有基督的信仰。
I grew up basically after the revolutionary. Based in China, when you are not supposed to really talk about or learn about Jesus.
但是我从小从我母亲身上，还有从我的姐姐的嘴里听到很多关于我的外祖母的一些事情。
But I heard a lot about my grandma from my mother and my older sisters.
所以我印象最深的时候是他们有一种沉静、一种安稳的性格，就是。
What really kept in my mind is they have a lot of calmness.
因为小时候我不太明白，因为他们真是跟别的好像不一样。因为我姐姐常说，因为我跟我的外祖母没有什么因为我很小的时候她就去世了。
I could tell my family were kind of different than average people since I did not remember my grandma very well. She passed away when I was very young.
但是我的姐姐总说我的外祖母是跟别的。大院里的老太太是完全不一样的。
My sister told me my grandma was really different from the other grandmas in our neighborhood.
我的妈妈也是，她也很对社交什么的从来都没什么兴趣。她是一个非常沉静，一个有安息的人。
And my mother was not really not a big fan of doing all the socializing with other people. She kind of interest in God. That's what I feel.
非常的洁身自好。
She tried to do all the good things.
所以，我等到我后来我读到希伯来书第四章讲到第十节十一节讲到。
And when I read about Hebrew chapter 4 from verse 10,
就是说，因为那进入安息的乃是歇了自己的工。
For anyone who enters God's rest also rests from his own work.
正如神歇了他的工一样。
Just as God did from his.
所以我们务必竭力进入那安息。
Let us therefore make every effort to enter that rest.
免得有人学那不信从的样子跌倒了。
So that no one will fail or will fall by following their example of disobedience.
所以我就觉得他们身上的安息里面就是不光是体现在他们的性格当中，也体现在像我妈妈对孩子的态度当中。
So what I saw from my mother is not really building their personality, but also the way they raise their kids.
77年恢复高考的时候，我的二姐第一科考的是数学，就考得很糟，回来以后她就大哭。
In 1977, when China opened the door for people to go to college, and my second sister wrote the math test, she did not do very well.
然后她就不要去再去考下面的科了。
And she didn't want to continue the rest of the test.
所以我妈妈就安慰她。
And my mom was trying to comfort her.
就说你即使就说考得不好也没有关系，如果今年考不上，那还有我们还可以再试。
And if you can do well this year, it doesn't matter, and you could keep trying next year.
所以他又回去考了，然后就成了77年第一批进大学的学生。
She went ahead and finished all the tests, and for that year, she entered the college.
他也是用这样态度来对待我。
She raised the same way. To me.
我中学的时候很叛逆。
When I was in middle school, I was very disobedient.
然后呢，也不想读高中。
I did not even want to go high school.
所以我的妈妈就她没有就是好像跟我有起冲突。
And my mom did not really try to have a lot of conflicts with me.
然后她就给我送了我一本日记本。
She gave me a
a diary.
Diary.
然后呢，在前面就写了很长的一封信。
There's a letter in front of the diary.
啊哈，然后他就在里边就写了我出生的经历，还有他们是那么这些年重庆到昆明这些很波折的那些经历。
She told me about my birth experience and how my family, what my family went through, up since we moved to Chongqing.
所以看了以后，你就会觉得，那时候，青少年叛逆的那些，都是自己就是琐碎的微小世界当中的那些烦恼。
And after I read about that, I saw the rebellion or the disobedience I had was really some trivial little things in my life.
所以他给我就是他用这种耐心的这种办法帮我能够找到自己的这个位置。
My mother used the patience to help me to find myself.
所以比较起来，我就觉得现在的母亲很多都是非常的焦虑。
Compared with my mom, I really feel a lot of us as mother today have a lot of anxiety.
然后他们很担心孩子。
We have a lot of worries about our kids.
但是我们都知道，在马太福音第六章三十四节里边，神教导我们说，让我们不要为明天忧虑。
But really, in Matthew chapter 6:34, it tells us we do not really have to worry about tomorrow.
神的恩典是够我们用的。
God's grace is plenty for us.
我以前见证过我的小女儿出生的时候，一开始是诊断是先天性的呆小症。
I shared before that when my young twins were born, they had congenital abnormalities or a diagnosis.
但是神安慰我，给我盼望。
But God comforted me and gave me hope.
所以最后发现那个是一个误诊。
And we found that was a misdiagnosis.
所以，但是有三个星期是很煎熬的。
There were 3 weeks back then that was really tough on us.
所以在这样的经历当中，你就知道神他给我们的供应，他的恩典是一直在那里的。
When you went through that experience, you really could tell that God gave you the grace and hold us through.
所以你真的是没有必要来忧虑为明天担心。
We do not have to worry about tomorrow.
我们那时候最小的孩子出生的时候，我们家是四个孩子五岁以下。
By the time the young twins were born, we had 4 young kids, all of them were under 5.
所以如果是按常人来讲，都是不知道怎么办，而且我还有 full-time 的工作。
And I had a full-time job, so we couldn't imagine how hard that was.
所以那个时候真的是我是有信心信靠神。
I had great reliance on the Lord.
所以那时候神就送了李阿姨来我们家。
And God sent an Auntie Lee to our family to help.
一直到我们的双胞三岁进幼儿园。
Till the twin got age 3 and went to kindergarten.
所以我真的是知道神是有供应。
I knew God was supplying.
所以在这些事情经历当中，我就觉得我就变得比较平静。
After I experienced all of this, I learned to be calm. Stay calm.
我们双胞在上小学的时候呢，神就给我机会可以在家上班。
And when my young twin went to elementary school, I got this opportunity to work from home.
所以我已经在家上班了三年多了。
It has been over 3 years since I worked from home.
所以经常有姊妹问说，你怎么能够兼顾这些，兼顾那些？我说其实不是我兼顾，因为真的是神是供应。
And people ask me, how could you manage to be a full-time mother and a full-time worker? And I said, it's really God's supply.
我觉得我们在做母亲的时候，经常现在比较流行的一句话，就是说一个母亲的格局和眼界决定了她的孩子的格局和眼界。
There's a common saying about mother, like your style and your vision really determines how you would raise your kids.
所以我就觉得我们真的是在基督里，我们神给了我们一个不同寻常的格局和眼界。
Well, in God, God gave us this unique style and vision.
我们他给我们的最主要的任务就是教养孩童，使他走当行的道，到他到老也不偏离。
The most important task God gave us is to raise the kids in His way, that when they turn old, they are not going to turn away from the Lord.
万老师经常表扬我。
This one often really gave me a lot of praise.
他说，我们小朋友出生以后，我就带小孩来教会。
And since our kids were born, we came to church right away.
这个我真是不觉得这有什么特别或者稀奇的。
I really did not think this is something extraordinary we did.
我就觉得很自然，因为神给我们这些孩子。
I feel it's normal, it's natural, because all the kids were given by God to us.
And 我们的任务就是把他带到神面前。
And our task was just bringing them back to the Lord.
所以我觉得带孩子来教会，我们自己聚会，不光是自己成长，然后孩子也有机会来认识神。
So bring kids to church is not only we got to learn Bible at church, our kids also get exposed to Jesus.
所以在这个事情上，我是一个完全的羊妈。
in this regard, I am totally a Western style.
yeah.就是我就把小孩带到教会，其他就交给别人来。
I bring my kids to church, I'm worry free.
因为我知道别的教会的姊妹、主日学的老师会带领他们，我根本不用来 push 他们。
Since I know the Sunday school teachers would take good care of them.
所以孩子在认识神以后呢，他们遇到难处的时候，他们自然的会来寻求神的帮助。
After our kids got know the Lord, when they have challenges in their growing up, they would come to Lord to help.
所以我的孩子现在都有习惯说，在遇到难处的时候，他们会祷告。
And my kids all know when they need help, they would pray.
所以在认识神的过程当中，我也希望他们能跟神自己建立一个亲密的关系。
So I'm really hoping my kids are going to establish their own relationship with the Lord as they grow up.
而不是就说因为父母对他们的期望，或者是我们 push 他们。
And not just the expectations from their parents and how we push them.
另外，我觉得神给我们的另外一个眼界或者是格局，就是真的是用爱来带领这些孩子。
Another vision I see from Lord is to raise our kids with love and patience.
所以我最喜欢的经节就是爱是恒久忍耐又有恩慈。
My favorite verse from Bible is love is patience and love is
mercy. 所以
kind, yeah.
Kind, 所以
thank you.
所以我们的孩子经常知道，像人没有完美，我们自己不完美，我们的孩子也常常有这样那样的问题。
And we know we are not perfect, so our kids are not perfect either.
所以等到这些问题出来的时候，真的是要有一种恒久忍耐的爱。
When problems arise, we do really need to have everlasting patience and love.
现在蛮流行的一个说法叫做静等花开。
There's a common saying, kind of say, just be patient and the flower will turn blossom.
我真的是在这个事情上，神是也是经历了神。
I experienced Lord in this regard.
我的一个孩子是说话很晚，四岁才开口讲程序的。
One of my kids started to really say full sentence at about age four.
之前他都是用手啊点头摇头就能达到他的目的。
And before then it was just body language and some putting words together.
所以那个四年真的是就是说父母是要有耐心而且就是他因为说话晚，他的阅读也比较难，比较困难。
Those parents, we had to put in a lot of patience, and because of the little speech, the reading is also got started pretty slow.
所以，真是神就给我这样的耐心，慢慢的带领他，一步一步的，能够从简单的书读起，一直到现在，他三年级可以两三天就完成一本。Chapter book.
It was God who really gave the patience to walk him through this process. So he's in third grade now, and he's really up to the full speed of reading.
我觉得另外一个格局或者眼界神所给我们做母亲的是实际上是对我们母亲自己的一个要求。
Another vision God gave us is the requirement or expectations on mother.
就好像刚才万老师所分享的那个才德的妇人的那个经节。
It's what Mrs. Wan shared a few minutes ago about women of noble characters.
如果你们从第十节开始读的话，
一直到三十，
你就会发现，哇，这个才德的妇人的这个神的要求真的很高啊。
You're going to see the high expectation of Lord how to be a woman with noble characters.
不仅要会管理家里
，Not only you have to know how to run your household.
然后呢，还要能够在社区里边有贡献
，But also to do community services.
然后呢，要给孩子一个榜样。
To be a great role model for your kids.
然后又就是说，也不能邋邋遢遢。
And cannot be disorganized.
所以真的是你看了以后，这个完全是如果按女权主义的标准来讲，是非常非常高的一个要求。
It's very hard to reach that goal.
所以，但是真的是，我就觉得母亲是一个孩子的一个榜样。
But I do think that mother is a model for our kids.
这个母亲的能力和尊严
our capability and our dignity.
然后他们敬畏耶和华的心
and how to have a fearful heart to God.
这些都是神子女可以从母亲身上来学的
All these are what our kids can learn from their own mother.
最后我想说的是，作为母亲神给我的盼望。
Lastly, I'd like to share as a mother what God gave me as the hope.
就是也是我觉得做母亲的安身立命的一个根本。
And it's really the holding ground to be a mother.
老舍他在他的一篇叫《我的母亲》的文章里面写到。
The author Lao Tzu wrote in his book Mother.
他说人活到八九十岁有母亲在，便可以多少还有点孩子气。
When we live up to 80s, if we still have our mother living, we can still be a child.
失去了慈母，便像插在花瓶子里。
If we lose our mother,
失去了根，却失去了根。虽然还有色有香，却失去了根。
If we lose our mother, we are like the flower in a vase, even though the flower and beauty are still there, but we lose our roots.
他说有母亲的人心里是安定的。
If we have a mother, we have calmness inside.
我的母亲是十八年前离开我的。
My mother left us 18 years ago.
她离开我的时候，我就觉得世界是残缺不全的。
When he left us, I feel the world is broke.
但是神通过他的创造。
But God via his creation.
显示给我
He revealed to me
他是完全的一个永恒的存在和救赎
He's perfect and eternal and existing there forever
所以我最后用以弗所书第一章四到十二节
I'd like to end my sharing today with Ephesians chapter 1, verse 4 to 12.
让我们能够理解真的是在神里边什么是永恒的盼望。
So we can understand what is the eternal hope in Lord.
什么是母亲的作为一个基督徒一个对母亲自己来说一个永恒的一个救赎。
And what is the salvation as a Christian mother?
我给大家来读，就如神从创立世界以前，在基督里拣选了我们。
For he chose us in him before the creation of the world to be.
使我们在他面前成为圣洁。
To be holy and blameless in his sight.
无有瑕疵。
In love.
又因为爱我们。
In love, he pre. I'm sorry. In love.
就按着自己意志所喜悦的预定我们借着耶稣基督得儿子的名分。
He predestined us to be adopted as his son through Jesus Christ in accordance of his pleasure and will.
使他荣耀的恩典得着称赞。
To the praise of his glorious grace.
这恩典是在他爱子里所赐给我们的。
Which he has freely given us in the one he loves.
我们借着爱子的血得蒙救赎。
In him we have redemption through his blood.
过犯得以赦免。
The forgiveness of sins.
来照他丰富的恩典。
In accordance with the riches of God's grace.
这恩典是神用诸般智慧聪明充充足足赐给我们的。
That he lavished on us with all wisdom and understanding.
都是照他自己所预定的美意。
And he made known to us the mystery of his will according to his good pleasure.
叫我们知道他旨意的奥秘
which he purposed in Christ
要照所安排的在日期满足的时候使天上地上一切所有的都在基督里面同归于一
to be put into effect when the times will have reached their fulfillment to bring all things in heaven and on earth together under one head even Christ
我们也在他里面得了基业
In him we were also chosen, having been
这原是那位随自己意行做万事的照着他旨意所预定的
having predestined according the plan of him who works out everything for conformity with the purpose of his will
叫他的荣耀从我们这首先在基督里有盼望的人可以得着称赞
In order that we who were the first to hope in Christ might be for the praise of his glory.
盼望在座的做母亲的都有这样的盼望在你的日常生活中在你的教养子女的过程当中
I do pray that every mother sitting here have the same hope in our daily life and the journey that we raise our kids.
也愿神祝福母亲们。
And God bless all mothers.
母亲节快乐。
Happy Mother's Day.
谢谢。
谢谢耿馨姐妹。耿馨姐妹在我们南边查经十几年了。
And Sharon's family has been in our Bible fellowship for over 10 years.
给我最大的感受呢，是她从有孩子起就把孩子们带到神面前不浇灌的来培养
The thing that she touched me the most is she has trying to bring his kids to church all the time and she never spoiled them
有一次在我家查经
One day we have Bible fellowship at my house
大家坐在大客厅
And everyone was sitting in the family room
他的儿子呢要睡觉就用个小包被铺在小客厅
And her son was trying to go to sleep.
而且没有灯，不开灯。
So they just put a little quilt in one of the corner, and no light.
到后来醒了。
And he woke up in a bit.
当然孩子要有人抱了。
Well, he wanted to be held.
Kevin 也无所谓，耿馨也无所谓。
Mom and dad did not really pay attention to him.
我一看见，心里觉得孩子醒了，睡在那个地上。
I did not feel comfortable.
我马上就要抱
So I wanted to go and hold him.
看到我简直高兴得不得了
And he was very happy.
他们是这样的从来是不教惯孩子的
This was the way they tried to discipline their kids.
在任何一家查经都很乖的给我的印象
The kids really were very behaved in everyone's family.
有的时候耿馨他们一家回大陆探亲正好回来
When they were visiting China and came back,
教会里面有特会
And we have special events at church.
他也来参加。
They would come.
我讲你时间差还过了吗
？And so you still have the jet lag.
他都不管这些。
And they were fine.
那个去年端午节，端午节怎么办？去年我们中国的端午节。
Oh, the boat, Dragon Boat Festival last year.
Kevin 拿了几个粽子。
Kevin made a few rice.Rice cake.
我几十年都不会包粽子。
I never knew how to make that.
他那个粽子也不像样子。我吃了以后我就讲 Kevin 啊这是不是小孩子包的、
oh,
他那个 他那个双胞胎小孩子也跟他们学的。
Oh, the 粽子 I call that rice cake was not in the traditional shape, so I asked him.
我今天这样讲
maybe the kids wrapped it.
我今天这样讲，并不是希望他们送粽子给我，我是很感动，我是很感动啊。
I did not mean to ask for more rice balls.
还有多年来，我们春节要聚在一起的时候。只要有一个弟兄姐妹提说在耿新家吧。
And for many years, whenever we wanted to have a special gathering during the Spring Festival,
他们从来都是很高兴的答
应。They would always be willing to open up their house.
所以我们很多的春节都是在耿新家度过的。
So many of the gatherings were held at their house.
这里面当然也要谢谢凯文，凯文起了很大的作用。
Special thanks for the husband, Kevin as well.
所以他们这样的带孩子，在组里面教育孩子。他们和我们都应该认识到，孩子是神的产业。
So the way they raise their kids really make us realize our kids are the heritage and a reward from our Lord.
耶和华给我们的。好，下面请小朋友到舅莉阿姨那边去。
So young kids, you can go to your class now. Thanks for spending the time here with the adults.
好，下面我们请何牧师来，信息，何牧师的信息。
Next time is for Pastor Gary to share a message with us.
母亲节快乐 ，Happy Mother's Day。How many mothers do we have here today? Would you raise your hand, all the mothers? Would you raise your hand?
所有的妈妈可不可以举手
？Thank you. We appreciate you so much. We love you. We're glad you're here today.
我们感谢你们，爱你们。
Mother's Day,
so we love you mothers.
Alright. Mother's Day is on May the, it is in the second Sunday in May, observed in honor of our mothers.
母亲节是五月份的五月的第二个主日我们在那里庆祝母亲节。
Well, mother can refer to mother nature. Sometimes you hear that term, or mother country, mother land, mother tongue, etc.
很多时候母亲这个字哈有很多的含义，有母语，祖国。
But we see here that mother is used in the Bible to refer to eight different kinds of mother.
在圣经里面有八种的母亲。
And when we think of mother, we also think of love.
当我们想到母亲的时候，我们也是想到爱。
Now, we had some body language today you're going to learn, so I'm going to teach you some more body language, some more gestures. And when you think about it, everybody make a look with me. Make a little heart here. When you think of love, you ought to think of heart.
我们今天学了一些肢体语言哈，我们再学一个，就是想到爱的时候，就是用手做一个心形。
Now, the verse here today, Proverbs 31, verses 28 to 31. Her children arise and call her blessed. Her husband also, he praises her. Many women do noble things, but you surpass them all. Charm is deceitful, and beauty is fleeting. But a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. Honor her for all that her hands have done.And let her works bring her praise at the city gate.
今天我们读的经文是箴言31章28到31节。她的儿女起来称她有福，她的丈夫也称赞她，说才德的女子很多，唯独你超过一切。艳丽是虚假的，美容是虚浮的，唯敬畏耶和华的妇女必得称赞。愿她享受操作所得的，愿她的工作在城门口荣耀她。
So the first mother we see in the Bible is what we could call birth mother.
在圣经里第一种提到的母亲是生母。
It means the woman who conceives, gives birth to a child, or sometimes known as biological or natural mother.
是指怀孕生下孩子的这个女人。
In the Bible we see Eve. She is called the mother of all the living.
我们看到圣经里看到夏娃她是众生之母。
In Genesis 3:20, Adam named his wife Eve because she would become the mother of all the living.
创世纪三章二十节那里说亚当给他妻子起名叫夏娃因为她是众生之母。
Sarah is called the mother of nations.
撒拉称为多国之母。
I will bless her that, so that she will be the mother of nations. Kings of people will come from her.
我要赐福给她她也要做多国之母必有百姓的君王从她而出。
So mothers are mothers of the living, mothers of nations.
所以这里有众生之母这里有多国之母。
Now, application of this, we see the birth mother is a labor of love.
我们从应用上看，我们知道说生母她是一个爱的劳动者。
All right, now make your symbol for love, and this time let's make it the heartbeat of a mother.
我们的肢体语言哈，我们用手做一个心形，我们也可以做这个心跳。
In John 16:21, it says this: A woman giving birth to a child has pain. Because her time has come. But when her baby is born, she forgets the anguish because of her joy that a child is born into the world.
约翰福音十六章二十一节，妇人生产的时候就忧愁，因为她的时候到了，既生了孩子，就不再纪念那苦楚，因为喜欢世上生了人。
So in the birth mother, we see the labor of love.
所以生母我们看到那个爱的辛劳。
Number two, we see in the Bible an adoptive mother.
圣经里第二种母亲我们看到是养母。
It means the woman who takes through legal means and raises one's own child as one's own child.
她只通过法律的手段来得到权利来养育孩子的女人。
Sarah could adopt Eliezer.
撒拉可以收养以利谢。
They had no children, but Abram said, Sovereign Lord, what can you give me because I remain childless, and the one who will inherit my estate is Eliezer of Damascus.
亚伯兰说主耶和华我既无子你还赐我什么呢并且要承受我家业的是大马色人以利以谢。
So they thought they could adopt Eliezer.
他们想说他们可以收养那个以利以谢。
Pharaoh's daughter adopted Moses.
法老的女儿收养了摩西。
You're familiar with the story. In Exodus 2, when the child grew older, she took him to Pharaoh's daughter, and he became her son. And she named him Moses.
我们都很熟悉出埃及记第二章那里孩子渐长妇人把他带到法老女儿那里就做了他的儿子他给他起名叫摩西。
Adoptive mother, think of this as a journey of love. So get your heart ready. It's a journey of love.
我们准备好了吗？这是一个爱的旅程。
The journey of love refers to mothers who go and adopt children. I've known many mothers who've gone also to China, to the orphanages there, and have adopted children there.
我也知道说有很多母亲他们是远途去到中国在那里收养孤儿。
And they call this the journey of love.
他们把那一段的路途称为爱之旅。
They've gone to the orphanage, adopted a child, and I know some mothers have not gone just one time, but two, and some even three or more times to adopt a child.
他们去那里有的时候不仅仅是一次我知道有两次甚至三次。
And I know some mothers out of love have adopted a child who was handicapped and have brought that child home to raise that child.
我知道有的妈妈他们在爱的当中他们所收养的是那些残疾的 儿童。
This is a wonderful picture to us as Christians that we are also God's adopted children.
这是一幅美好的图画。我们基督徒也是神所收养的孩子。
So in Christ Jesus, you are all children of God through faith.
所以你们因信基督耶稣都是神的儿子。
And this was the journey of love when God sent His Son to redeem those under the law that we might receive the adoption to childhood, to sonship.
这个爱的旅程就是当神差遣他儿子的时候要把律法以下的人赎出来叫我们得着儿子的名分。
What a picture this is. God's journey of love. Jesus Christ came down to this earth. He died on the cross for our sins. He was buried. He rose again. That if we believe in Him, we are adopted into God's family.
这是怎样的爱之旅。神差遣他的儿子到地上来受死埋葬复活。我们若是真正相信他我们就得成为神的儿子。
The journey of love.Have you received Jesus Christ as your Savior? Are you adopted into God's family?
这是爱的旅程。你有没有接受耶稣基督做你的救主，成为神家中的一员呢？
The third mother is a stepmother.
第三种母亲是后母。
It means the wife of one's father and raised as one's own child.
它是指孩子父亲的妻子。将这个孩子当作自己的孩子来养育。
Sarah was a stepmother to Ishmael.
莎拉是以实玛利的后母。
So Hagar bore Abram a son, and Abram gave the name Ishmael to the son that she had born. And so he was a stepson to Sarah.
后来夏甲给亚伯兰生了一个儿子，亚伯兰给他起名叫以实玛利。
Rachel was a stepmother to Leah's seven children, to Jacob.
拉结是利亚七个儿子的后母。
And Leah was a stepmother to Rachel's two children.
利亚也是拉结两个儿子的后母。
Now think of a stepmother, make your heart, but first you go to your head and your heart.All right, let's try that. Go to your head.
我们想到这个继母的时候，我们的手也可以做这个心形。
A stepmother is an education of love.
这个继母她是爱的教育。
I know stepmothers often have a bad reputation.
有时候常常他们的声誉不佳。
But they can also learn to love their stepchildren.
但他们可以学习去爱他们的继子女。
So, it is a learning to love. It's an education of love.
是一个爱的学习。
The fourth mother we see here in the Bible is mother-in-law.
第四种是岳母。
It means the mother of one's wife or husband.
是妻子的母亲。婆婆是指丈夫的母亲。
In the Bible, Naomi was the mother-in-law to Orpha and who left her.
拿尔米在圣经当中拿尔米是厄尔巴的婆婆。
At this they wept aloud as she held her mother-in-law, and then Orpha kissed her mother-in-law goodbye.
她那两个儿妇放声而哭厄尔巴婆婆亲嘴而别。
But Naomi was also the mother-in-law to Ruth, who clung to her, held her close.
拿尔米是路德舍不得的婆婆。
At this, they wept aloud, and Ruth clung to her. She would not leave her.
两个儿妇又放声而哭，只是路德舍不得拿尔米。
I was trying to think what would be a good gesture for mother-in-law.
我不知道说岳母我们用什么肢体语言来表达。
We know, of course, that God used the rib.Of Abraham to create his wife. So maybe you go to your rib, and then out comes the heart of love.
我们知道是圣经上说神用这个亚当的肋骨造了这个女人。也许我们这个肋间也可以来表达这个爱。
Mother-in-law is also an effort of love.
这个婆婆是爱的努力。
And one day Ruth's mother-in-law Naomi said to her, My daughter, I must find a home for you. where you will be well provided for.
路德的婆婆拿阿米对她说，女儿啊，我不当为你找个安身之处使你享福吗？
So from the rib is a mother-in-law.
所以我们用这个肋间来表达岳母。
The fifth mother we see in the Bible is called a foster mother.
第五种是指寄养的。
It means a woman who provides care and nurture to the mother of us.
那里是指为没有母亲照顾的孩子来提供抚育的女人。
In Proverbs 31, we see the virtuous woman extends her hands to the needy.
箴言当中我们看见善良的女人将手伸向有需要的人。
And then the woman who looks after orphans, who helps the mother with children.
女人照顾孤儿。
James 1:27 reminds us that religion that God our Father accepts as pure and faultless is this, to look after orphans and widows in their distress.
雅各书中说，在神我们的父面前，那清洁没有玷污的虔诚，就是看顾在患难中的孤儿寡妇。
So a foster mother is the care of love that reaches out to children in need.
所以寄养母亲是一个照顾的爱，伸展给需要帮助的孩子。
Thinking about the gesture for this, make your heart, but make it into a hug of love.
也许我们做这个心形，然后有一个拥抱的动作。
And so this reminds us of the foster mother who sees the children in need and reaches out with a hug of love to care for them.
这个提醒我们知道这些寄养的母亲他们看见有需要的孩子他们就伸展拥抱他们。
And so we see the drawing of the children, my new family. Those children who have no families. But because someone reached out to them in love, my new family.
我们看见这是那些孩子所画的画它上面写着我的新家。
And so foster care is really love reaching out and hugging.The motherless.
所以这里有一种服务就叫做寄养服务。
And then we see number six.
第六种
is grandmother.
是祖母。
Means the mother of one's father or mother.
那是指父亲或者母亲的母亲。
In the Bible, we saw a character by the name of King Asa, and Micaiah was grandmother to Asa.
圣经里有一个亚萨王，玛加是亚萨的祖母。
And this verse tells us that King Asa also deposed his grandmother Micah from her position as queen mother because she had made a repulsive image to the worship of Asherah, a false god. So Asa cut it down. He broke that idol. He broke it up and he burned it in Kidron Valley.
亚萨王贬了他祖母玛加太后的位，因他造了可憎的偶像亚瑟拉。亚萨砍下了他的偶像，捣得粉碎，烧在基伦西边。
This reminds us of the influence of a grandmother. It can be for bad, or it can be for good.
我们看见说，祖母和他们的影响可以有好的，也会有坏的。
Lois was a grandmother to Timothy.
罗伊是提摩太的祖母。
And I'm reminded, Paul said, of your sincere faith, Timothy, which first lived in your grandmother, Lois, and in your mother, Eunice, and I am persuaded now lives in you also.
想到在你心里无伪之信，这信是先在你外祖母罗以和你母亲有记你心里的，我深信也在你的心里。
So here we see the good influence of a grandmother.
这里我们就看见祖母那个好的影响。
So grandmother is an example of love.
祖母是一个爱的例子榜样。
And grandmothers have grand influence on their grandchildren.
祖母对于她的孙辈有极大的影响。
If we could have the symbol of that, make a heart.
我们的手可以做一个心。
And show the hands the example of a grandmother and the heart go together. The
然后伸出手来啊，这个表示是一个爱的榜样。
Number seven, we see in the Bible what's called a mentoring mother.
第七种是一个指导的母亲。
It means a wise and trusted counselor or teacher.
这里说母亲是一个聪明而值得信赖的辅导员或者是老师。
So, Titus 2:3, so that the older women should teach what is good.
老年妇女教导什么是好的。
Likewise, teach the older women to be reverent in the way they live, not to be slanderers or addicted to much wine, but to teach what is good.
又劝老人、老年妇人举止、行动要恭敬，不说谗言，不给酒做奴仆，用善道教训人。
So the older women also are to teach the younger women.
老年妇人又要教导年轻妇人。
You can urge the younger women to love their husbands and children, to be self-controlled and pure.To be busy at home and to be kind, to be subject to their husbands, and so that no one may malign the word of God.
好，指教少年妇人爱丈夫、爱儿女，谨守贞洁，料理家务，待人有恩，顺服自己的丈夫，免得神的道理被人毁谤。
Thank God for the older women in the church and in our neighborhood that can help the younger women.
感谢主，我们在教会啊，在我们的邻居啊，有老年妇人来。帮助年轻的妇人。
A mentoring mother is a teacher of love who teaches younger women and others the ways of God.
指导母亲是一位教导的老师，教导年轻女人和其他人神的道路。
And so if you want to make that heart, make it come out of the mouth, teaching love, the ways of love and the ways of God.
也许我们可以用这个心，然后从嘴嘴里这样出来啊，做一个表征。
Number eight, we see the eighth kind of mother, the guardian mother.
第八种是守护母亲。
It means a woman who watches over or protects.
她是指着看守或者保护孩子的女人。
Like a nanny who takes care of and nurses a child.
像一个照顾和护理一个孩子的保姆。
Miriam.Was a guardian mother to her brother Moses.
米利安是他弟弟摩西的守护母亲。
Then his sister asked Pharaoh's daughter, "Shall I go and get one of the Hebrew women to nurse the baby for you?"
孩子的姐姐说，我去在希伯来妇人中叫一个妈妈来为你奶这孩子，可以不可以
？So Miriam.Was like a guardian to Moses. And many times older sisters and older siblings are like guardians to the younger.
所以米利安就是一个像是守护母亲，有的时候我们这个大姐就好像是一个守护的母亲。
Mary was also a guardian mother to John.
玛利亚也是，她是约翰的守护母亲。
This touches my heart very much.
这个叫我的心很感动。
As Jesus Christ was hanging on the cross, dying for the sins of mankind, the work of salvation and redemption.
当主耶稣在十字架上的时候，他为全世界世人来受死，来完成这个救赎。
He spoke the words, "Father, forgive them." He spoke the words, "It is finished."
他说，父啊，赦免他们。他说，成了。
And his seven words also included these words to his mother.
但是在实际上他说的七句话里同样也包括他对母亲所说的话。
And Jesus saw his mother there and the disciple whom he loved standing nearby. And he said to her, "Woman, here is your son." And to the disciple, "Here is your mother." And from that time on, this disciple, John,took her, Mary, into his home.
耶稣见母亲和他所爱的那门徒站在旁边，就对他母亲说，母亲，看你的儿子。又对那门徒说，看你的母亲。从此那门徒就接他到自己家里去了。
So from that time on, the disciple John became a guardian to take care of Mary, as Mary also became a guardian to take care of him.
所以, 这个玛利亚就成为, 约翰, 他的守护母亲。
So a guardian mother is a loving protector who watches over to protect.
所以守护母亲是一个爱的守护者, 她看护, 看守保护者。
Watches over, point at your eyes with me if you would. From your eyes, the heart. You know, when our mothers have watched over us for so many years, and in their age, their later years, it may become necessary for us to become guardians for them and to watch over them.
我们的母亲照顾我们那么多年, 也许到有一天也是时候我们要照顾她。
So what are the duties of a mother?
母亲的责任是什么?
A mother loves,
母亲爱,
cares,
关心,
protects,
保护,
educates,
教育,
and watches over her children.
看守她的孩子。
You know, I'm thankful to God for birth mothers,
我为生母感谢神,
adoptive mothers,
养为养母,
stepmothers,
继母,
mother-in-laws,
岳母,
foster mothers,
教导母,
godmothers,
看护母亲,
and mentoring mothers and guardian mothers,
教导母亲和看守母亲。
You know, we need all these kinds of mothers in our lives.
我们的生命当中需要这样的母亲。
I also praise God for my mother, Marian Hart.
我也为着我自己的母亲感谢神。
She, not only my physical mother, she is also my spiritual mother. Let me explain that.
她不仅是我肉身中的母亲，她也是我属灵的母亲。
I'm glad I went to Sunday school as a young boy, and Hazel Hanke, who never had children, she was my Sunday school teacher, and she taught me the gospel of Jesus Christ.
我还是个小孩子的时候，我就去上主日学。我记得我们的主日学老师，他自己没有孩子，但是他把神的道教导给我。
And as I listened to her, my heart became convicted. I knew I was a sinner, even at the age of 9. I knew I had done wrong. I'd sinned.
九岁的时候，因着这些信息，我就知道我自己是个罪人。
My mother was fixing dinner in the kitchen, and I was so under conviction. I went into the kitchen and I said to my mother, "I want to get saved. I want to receive Jesus Christ. I want salvation."
一天晚上，我妈妈在弄晚饭，我的心里是如此确定，我就跑去跟她说，我已经确定了，我需要得救，我需要救主。
I thank God my mother stopped fixing dinner. She took me into the living room. She opened her Bible and she showed me how that I could become a Christian by faith in Jesus Christ. And at that time I accepted. I asked the Lord to forgive me of my sin and to come into my life.
我感谢主，我妈妈就立刻放下手中的事情，就把我带到房间里，打开圣经，来告诉我说如何接受主。在那天我就得救了。
Because of my mother, I have a physical birth and a spiritual birth.
感谢我的妈妈，所以我有肉身上我有这个出生，我的灵性也得到了一个出生。
We are grateful for mother's labor, journey, education, effort, care, example, teaching, and protecting love.
我们感谢母亲的劳苦、旅程、教育。 努力、关怀、榜样、教导和保护的爱。
Mothers have a great impact on others.
母亲对人有很大的影响。
Will you thank the different mothers who have had or now have an impact on your life?
你会感谢那些已经和现在对你生活有影响的不同的母亲吗？
You can speak to them in person, even if they're not near to you. You can give them a call, or write them a card, or a letter of appreciation.
你可以亲自对他们说，或者给他们打电话，或者写卡片，或者信。
Thank you for being a mother or being like a mother to me. Thank you to all our mothers.
谢谢你像我母亲一样，谢谢你们，我们所有的母亲。
给我们讲到圣经里面各类母亲的对子女的爱，在主里面还有外婆还有祖母他们的爱。
Thank you for the sharing, Pastor Gary, for all the types of mothers.
下面请起立。
Let's write and sing.